I'm Mary Angish with VPR News. Vermont health officials reported 58 new coronavirus cases yesterday statewide. Vaccinations are now just over 70% of Vermonters with one dose and just shy of 52% of Vermonters who are fully vaccinated. Starting next week, Governor Phil Scott will no longer be wearing a mask at his twice-weekly press briefings. That's because the Centers for Disease Control says that fully vaccinated people don't need to wear a mask in most outdoor and indoor settings. The governor says he and his cabinet members fit in that category.
I haven't signed the executive order. We'll be doing it this afternoon to make it official, and thought I should follow the rules until that time. But I think you can expect on Tuesday we'll all be coming to the press briefing without masks.
The governor says he hopes to lift all COVID-19 restrictions in about a month if vaccination rates continue to improve among younger Vermonters. Local community members have set forth a resolution for the Vermont legislature to review. This resolution would recognize May as Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month and a standing against Asian hate crimes in Vermont. WPTZ reports that the resolution is meant to celebrate the Asian community and to condemn the hate crimes we've seen unfold in the past year. Asian Americans make up about 1.7% of the population in Vermont, making it one of the least diverse states in the country. Next week, state health officials will start opening up school-based COVID-19 vaccination clinics for children ages 12 to 17. Secretary of Education Dan French says parents can expect to get more information about those clinics from their school districts.
This information lets parents know how to pre-register their children, how the vaccination process will be organized, and includes information on the vaccine from the health department and the CDC.
The search for a new police chief in Vermont's largest city is resuming. In a Friday news release, Burlington Mayor Moreau Weinberger announced the city would restart the hiring process after suspending it a little over a year ago due to the pandemic. 7 Days reports that Weinberger says he intends to involve local residents in the process. That includes hosting a series of stakeholder meetings to help craft priorities for the new police chief. The city is also open to survey to gather feedback on the hire. Applicants are being accepted through the end of the month. The mayor says he hopes to name a finalist, which will need approval from the city council in September. The city has been without a permanent police chief since December 2019. Health Commissioner Dr. Mark Levine says it's essential for the state to maintain a robust COVID-19 testing program in the coming months. Levine says the number of COVID cases in Vermont continues to fall as people get vaccinated, but he anticipates that a portion of the population will choose not to be vaccinated, and he says it's important to identify people in this group who could be positive but don't show any symptoms of the virus.
We have our eye on that for sure, because the last thing you want to do is deceive yourself into thinking you can declare success, but you're actually missing out on understanding a big chunk of the population.
The state is hoping that as many as 70% of all Vermonters 12 and older will have received at least one dose of a vaccine by the beginning of June. The organizers of a sculpture trail in Rutland aimed at celebrating local history have dedicated a sculpture of Rutland native Martin Henry Freeman. He became the first African-American president of an American college in 1856. The Rutland Herald reports that one of his descendants said at the Thursday ceremony his family's creating a scholarship fund for local students. The larger-than-life marble bust of Freeman is the eighth piece to be added to the Rutland Sculpture Trail